We're back in your side, Capstone News Now. I'm Rich Robinson. Thanks for joining us. Thanks a lot, Taylor. Now we're going to go to an interview here that we have with Stan Pate. Mr. Pate is a real estate developer here in Tuscaloosa, also a very active member of the community. He recently put a billboard out, financed a billboard near the Hugh Thomas Bridge. It reads, "Free alcohol for voters? You decide." Of course, it's superimposed over a picture of alcohol. Mr. Pate, how are you today?
I'm doing good, and you?
Doing very well. Very much appreciate you joining us this afternoon. We spoke a little bit off-air earlier today. You have, I think, an interesting point of view on this voting scandal that's rocked Tuscaloosa. For those who don't know, and I'll just do a quick little synopsis here. There's election August 27th here in District 4, which we particularly focus on due to the large amount of student voters in the district. For the school board race, a candidate, Kelly Horowitz, was defeated, the incumbent, by Kasen Kirby. And the Kirby campaign seems to have used some methods that a lot of people are calling into question, including driving people to the polls. Some members of Greek organizations were promising free alcoholic beverages for votes, and et cetera. Mr. Pate, you've been in this community a very long time, very active member. What was your initial reaction to that scandal that developed?
Well, first of all, I want to thank you for having me on today and asking me to participate in the discussion. And yes, I have been in the community for a long time, and I will tell you that this is not the first time this has happened. Lee Garrison, who is currently a city councilman, used this same tactics to get himself elected, which wound up in the courts when he did it before. And now we're back in the courts again. And, I mean, I think it's totally disgusting when people offer alcohol for votes. The state has a history of alcohol for votes. In fact, in the past, bars were required to be closed or establishments serving alcohol while the polls were open. And to think that it now has been used again and used with university students to encourage them to go vote, cast a vote a certain way, is, again, as I said earlier, appalling.
Speaking to Stan Pate here on 90.7 The Capstone, it's Capstone News Now. Mr. Pate, we spoke earlier off air, and you said had some choice words for students that voted in this way. You don't even think that students should be allowed to vote in this election, do you?
I think it is a question that certainly needs to be debated. When the university population grows as rapidly as it has grown, there are students who arrive one day and vote. It says they have to have 30 days residency, but I don't think that test is one that has been really enforced by the voter registrar. And so you disenfranchise voters in the community who are permanent residents and who live here and are vested in the local government and things like the school board. And, I mean, this particular time, it just was very obvious because you didn't have any races higher on the ticket, like a mayor's race or so forth. So it's happened. It's happened in the past. It has been the subject of court battles in the past. It's raw and ugly this time. I actually alerted the ABC board that this was going to happen. They went to multiple bars. There actually was a tab opened at one bar, and then that tab was closed. There are fingerprints everywhere as to who's involved in this. That it's not going to take Sherlock Holmes or a famous detective by the name of Pinkerton to determine who participated in the crimes. And they need to be held accountable. And this kind of thing shouldn't go on. Protecting the ballot box is of absolute importance. We have a history of voter fraud. This is just plain and simple law-breaking and corrupting our voting process, and it's just wrong.
We're speaking to Stan Pate here. He's a Tuscaloosa real estate developer, also a very active member in the community. Sir, are you going to be able to, and this is your opinion, obviously, do you trust the Board of Education now? I mean, there are two members that you clearly think are on this board from by ill-gotten means. I mean, do you feel that it's a legitimate body now?
Well, let's not talk about the people. Let's just talk about how they got to be the winner. Both of the candidates may have been qualified or may be qualified. I'm more concerned about protecting the right to vote. We are told throughout, before we get a voting age, the importance of our one vote. And that's what we have as individuals, a single vote. And to the extent that people can get into the election process and you be used as a tool to manipulate the outcome or alter the outcome, then our vote just got nullified or taken away from us. And that is what leads to a lack of participation by voters. They don't trust anymore. And we have to protect the voting process. And this is not about whether the candidates are qualified, who should have won, who shouldn't have won at the end of the day. It's about voter fraud.
Speaking to Stan Pate here on 90.7 The Capstone, it's Capstone News Now. Sir, what is your reaction to the faculty? They're getting very involved in this situation. We had two members of the faculty on yesterday who were very much angry at what took place. They are not from here originally. They are, you know, since I guess naturalized is maybe not the correct term, but kind of, you know, formulates how it works. They're here now, their children are in the school system, and they feel like this election was decided by people that have really little stake in it and weren't even legitimate to begin with. What is your take on the faculty's reaction?
Well, I mean, I applaud the faculty for getting involved. I think faculty involvement within the community is long overdue. In fact, I think some of the administration, top administration in the past, has probably discouraged faculty. I always thought we ought to have faculty running for public office. They come to the community with their experiences. They certainly have education, and they have a lot to offer to the community. And I encourage involvement. They should be on our plan. And there's so many boards that need volunteers and need qualified volunteers. There are so many elected offices that need qualified leaders. So if one of the outcomes of what happened in this election is people's awareness and they become activists, great. That's getting involved in the political public policy process, and I can't say anything but good things about faculty participation.
Right, but I mean, they didn't say anything for many years when the machine was rigging campus elections, and one thing that a couple of faculty members yesterday said on our program was to the effect that, you know, we didn't say anything on the campus-wide level because it didn't affect our, it didn't affect us in the community. But how, I mean, do you agree with that sentiment that you have to ignore what happens on campus when we see in this regard that it directly went from campus and now is interfering with citywide events?
Well, I don't know that I agree with your assessment. First of all, the SGA was disbanded one time over activities. So faculty has been involved. Administration has been involved. The Greek machine has certainly been at the focal point in the past of activities that, again, led to ceasing of SGA for a while. Do people get extremely interested when it affects them personally? Yes. I mean, if you look around at schools, parents are active when their children are in those schools. They're more interested when it directly affects them. But I don't know the faculty that you interviewed, and I don't know what their specific interests were. I hope they would be more interested in protecting the ballot box. I mean, this is about protecting the ballot box locally, at the state level and at the federal level. And this country has been, we go back to the Bush-Gore elections and the questions about votes. This is a big issue. This is a big issue. Now we see it locally, and we see it when races are close. It becomes even more and more important. We see what voter turnout could mean. People exercising their right to vote and participating is very important. People following the law is even more important when it comes to the ballot box.
One last question here for our guest, Stan Pate. Stan Pate is a real estate developer here in Tuscaloosa, very involved in the local community, and someone that probably you've read about in the paper or seen quotes by in the paper. What are you going to do in particular? You have these billboards out, one prominently displayed above the Hugh Thomas Bridge. It says, free alcohol for voters, you decide. What else are you going to do, though, on this issue, sir?
There's actually two boards there. There's a board there that has a picture of a drink, and it says, I voted. So there are actually two boards. But I am an active participant in the public policy process, and I intend to see that public awareness stays high around this issue and around the issue of the influence of students over these types of elections. And I'm a strong believer that the students shouldn't participate in local elections, and in many, many communities where the university's footprint are so large and the population is so great, they've decided that students shouldn't vote.
Right. Well, should somebody go to jail then, in your estimation? This is my last question for you.
Well, I'll tell you very clearly. I believe laws were broken, and I believe people, there's certainly certain penalties, and all you have to do is look at the statute, and it'll tell you what the maximum penalty for violating these voter fraud laws are. But if you look at the history of state, very few people are ever prosecuted for voter fraud.
Thank you very much to Stan Pate. We appreciate you speaking to us. We'll be sure to have you on in the future, sir. Appreciate it.
Thank you much.
Very good. That was Stan Pate. We appreciate him joining us here on the program. We'd be remiss not to, once again, as we're here in the closing seconds of our program, to once again acknowledge the 12th anniversary of 9/11, September 11th, where nearly 3,000 Americans were killed in the worst terrorism attack in the history of the United States. One of my favorite quotes, and one that I think is probably a good one to say on this day, is from Aeschylus. He's a Greek philosopher, and this is what he has to say about tragedy. Even in our sleep, pain which cannot forget falls drop by drop upon the heart, until in our own despair, against our will, comes wisdom through the awful grace of God. For all you out there, we appreciate you listening to us today on Capstone News Now. For Sunnydale, Kristen Fite, Jared Byers, Taylor Ray, Jen LaMonica, and everyone else that helped us today, we appreciate it. We will be back tomorrow, Thursday, 4 to 5 p.m. Stay tuned here on 90.7 The Capstone for the student section. Roll Tide, you all out there.